change your perspective and get unstuck. What does perspective have to do with anything? You'll find out that it has everything to do with everything that matters to you. So pay attention. Even though you intellectually know that perspective matters, you, unconsciously, have the tendency to look at things the same way, every time you look at them. Result, you see them the same way. You look at the map of reality, not reality. You saw it once, from a particular vantage point, you stored it in your mind, and now you are stuck seeing it that way. This is detrimental to your health, mental or physical, emotional. Detrimental to your success, to your happiness. You are anything but astute. I could even call you a moron, or a machine. And you could get all upset, and it would make no difference. Unless you can come out of your mind, expose yourself to seeing things in reality, the way they are, walk around to see things from different vantage points, you'll never been able to change your life, your mood, your life experience. You are stuck. In the bull's ear, as the Kurdish saying goes. Examples, your neighborhood. You look at it from the car. You live there. The neighbors are annoying, or nice. The potholes in the road, the trees, the lawns. All familiar, all nice or boring, depending on your opinion of them. Maybe, just like in my street, the street trees are slowly dying because the power company indiscriminately cuts their branches to protect the wires. And the city doesn't replace the trees. But you don't care, it is happening slowly, and you don't even notice it. But one day you get a chance to look at it from above, and wow. You suddenly see that in a sea of forest-like trees your street stands out like a desert. The heat map says that it is overheating, and suddenly you have a deep desire to help to return the street to its previous shaded state. You want to plant some trees, even pay for them from your own pocket. How do I know? This is what happened to me. Things look different from different vantage point, but as I showed it in the example, you seeing them from those angles is accidental, and so you are stuck in your one view. If that view is miserable, which it normally is, then you are stuck in misery. So, what are you supposed to do? Are you stuck? Because, believe it or not, how the world occurs to you, invites your behavior. Maybe even defines it. Your actions are in a dance with how the world occurs to you. Nowadays a lot of people struggle to make ends meet. So it will be a great example to demonstrate changing perspectives and the predictable results. Here are three ways to change your perspective to get unstuck. Change your perspective. Use temporality to get unstuck. Ask the question, will this look the same way 5 years from now? 20 years ago I was dealing with a ruptured ovary and I was slowly bleeding to death. Then the rate of dying accelerated and it took me to the hospital. I spent a few agonizing days there, not wanting to be operated on. Although it looked hopeless, I wanted to stop the bleeding with natural means. When I asked myself what was the worst I was afraid of being killed on the operating table. What I didn't know that my worst wasn't the worst that could happen. Dying is not the worst thing. Being robbed of your tool of making a living is. I came out of that operation with major brain damage. My IQ dropped to moronic levels and although I could remember what I was used to be able to do, remembering doesn't equal doing. I took a driving job, because I could still drive. Some aspects of my intellect weren't touched by the damage, so I could also continue to coach. But that's it. No math, no sense of left or right, no idea how to put together anything. I got lost in my own apartment. Coming out of the bathroom, I didn't know which way my bedroom was. It was bad. I asked myself, shall I sue for malpractice? I decided to move forward, wherever it takes me. Since then I have made lots of decisions similar to that one. My guidance was a simple sentence. Don't look back, unless you want to go that way. I didn't want to go backwards, so I didn't sue, didn't insist on saving stuff, fixing stuff. I just kept moving forward. I would have never gotten to doing what I do, energies, connecting to source, raising my own and others' vibration. I probably would be still talking to lawyers. The stuff that worried me 20 years ago didn't matter even a day later. And none of the problems I encountered in these 20 years mattered a few days later. This simple principle kept my life in motion, and raised my vibration to the level of 900s. Use height to change your perspective and get unstuck. Imagine yourself as you are now, being bothered, limited, by the situation you are in. Keep your eyes, for a moment, in your head. Everything seems to be blocking the view of a path, of a future that you would like. Next step, Imagine standing on a mountain overlooking you and the obstacles that block your view. Looking at it from an elevation, you may be able to see a direction that is not blocked, or takes only a few steps to get out of the jam you are in, and then you can follow that direction to success, freedom, money, or whatever you crave. Test your imagined future. Can you deal with that? A great way to get unstuck. Ask the question, what is the worst thing that can happen if things don't change right now? I asked this question 2 days ago, and the results astounded me. I saw that the worst thing I imagined is not being able to pay my rent. But suddenly that worst thing wasn't anything I could not deal with. Suddenly every movie, every article pointed me into a direction of traveling lightly, and not be owned by a big place that is way bigger than I need because of all the junk I have accumulated over the years. I have decided to prepare for a trip of traveling lightly, to decide what it is I can't live without, and get rid of everything else. This was a most freeing experience. And since, the combination of this new perspective and the whole long range have been keeping me in an upbeat, optimistic, life-loving state. The last part of the brilliance it will course, the parachute part, we learn to, we deal with changing your perspective, so you can get a new glimpse at situations. This is the hardest part, and this is the part you cannot do unless you have gone through the whole course, successfully. And it requires a few spiritual aka DNA capacities to be active, including the ability to move your vantage point at will. You are not accepted to architecture school unless you have this capacity open. It is more important than math or physics or the ability to draw. You have to be walking the rooms that don't exist, look at a building from its own windows, from the entrance, from the street. It is not just a skill, it is a skill that can only be developed if you have the capacity open. I call it the driftwood capacity, because in that exercise you need to bilocate, be inside the driftwood and on the hill above. Can I turn that capacity on for you? Yes, if you promise to practice the driftwood exercise. Not if you can't promise. If you don't use the capacity, it turns off. Thus is the nature of reality, it is not wasteful. If you are in the playground, you need this capacity. And except for one person, you don't have it. Understanding is the booby prize. And do you understand that I want you to tell your original story differently, but if you notice, it is not happening. Even when I tell your story, and then ask you to say what I said, you still go back to your original limited perspective of your human mind. And nothing happens. And, unfortunately, the whole playground technology is hinged on this one capacity. The capacity to change your vantage point. To come out of the mind, and look from wherever you want to look from. Until then you'll gather evidence, you'll ask your parents, your spouse, your friends to confirm that you have been right all along and I am mistaken. I am offering the Brilliance It Will course with a special 30% discount till Saturday night, March 7th, 2020. But if you are in the playground, you may want to only buy the capacity activation. Me activating your driftwood capacity. Go to step2https://www.yourvibration.com/1/driftwood/.